Willing to do that, and we have time, that'll be fine. Stan Musial, you all.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, great. I always felt better with a bat in my hand than this mic. Well, I enjoyed coming here to St. Louis. Back in 1941, I came here 2 days, 59 years ago. And I started in right field the second day I was in St. Louis, and they had a pitcher by the name of Jim Tobin pitching for the Boston Braves, and he threw me a pitch that I never saw before. This is going to be tough. He threw me a knuckleball. Of course, I never saw that pitch before, but the first time up, I popped up to third base, and the second time I came up, I hit a double with two men on. Then I got another base hit. So my first game here in St. Louis, I got two hits my first game, and I got two hits at my last game after being in the St. Louis Cardinal uniform for 22 years. It was fun playing with the Cardinals because the Cardinals had a great tradition in the National League in baseball. They had good teams and won a lot of World Series, and a lot of pennants. And I was fortunate enough to be in four of those World Series. My first 4 years, 42, 43, 44, 46, I was in four World Series, and it's a great thrill to be able to play in a World Series. But you know what? I didn't get into nothing for 18 years. I enjoyed baseball. That's all I wanted to do when I was a youngster. I loved baseball. I dreamed about it. I used to root for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We lived near Pittsburgh. And I rooted for Paul Wehner. He was my idol at that time. He's a good hitter and got 3,000 hits. And the nice thing about that Paul Wehner, and I used to root for Carl Hubbell from the New York Giants because I was a pitcher in my early high school days. When you have the best arm in high school, they always make you a pitcher. And I was a wild left-hand pitcher. I would never became a Warren Spahn. But I could always hit. I could always hit. I could just get that bat on the ball, you know, The Cardinals signed me up. Now, here's what happened. About the time the Cardinals wanted to sign me up, I was a good basketball player, and we had a good team, and the coach of Pitt University, they offered me a scholarship to go to college about the same time. Well, my dad, who came from Poland, he knew the value of a scholarship and an education, and he wanted, and the scout came to our house three times, and my dad wouldn't sign the contract. He wanted me to go to college. So the last time the scout was coming up, I talked my mother to trying to convince my dad, I love baseball, this is what I want to do, and reluctantly my dad signed that contract. Boy, I'm glad he did. And for a couple of years, my dad and I weren't on good speaking terms as such. But in 3 years, I came up with the St. Louis Cardinals. So we kind of made up. So my dad saw me play big league baseball 7 or 8 years, and so it turned out great. But what we tell young aspiring ball players these days, you must get an education, go to college and get an education first, and you can always go back to sports or whatever. So that was some of my early days. I came to Springfield, Missouri as an outfielder. I pitched for a couple of years, but I hurt my shoulder, and I couldn't throw very well after that. And Branch Rickey, who was running the Cardinals at that time, he saw me hit a long drive in an exhibition game among we pitchers who were down there early. And he stepped it off. It wasn't a fence back there, but he stepped it off, and I hit the ball about 450 feet. And Mr. Rickey said, from now on, you're going to be an outfielder. So they sent me to Springfield, Missouri, in a Class C leg. And would you believe, in about 40, 50 games, I was hitting 400, hitting home runs, and I was doing everything with the bat, you know. So they sent me to Rochester, New York, AAA. It was a big jump from, because down here at Springfield was a bus league. Man, we travel 400 miles overnight, you know, and play a ball game, think nothing about it, you know. When you're young, it doesn't bother you. So we had long bus trips. Then when I got to Rochester, New York, that was AAA. And, you know, it was big cities, Newark, Baltimore, Montreal, Toronto. I made one trip around the league, and, of course, it was by train. That was a big jump, and... Of course, I got a lot more money, too. But I led that league up there for 2 months. So I came home after the playoffs, and overnight came home, went to bed to rest a little. We had a long-distance call from St. Louis. They wanted me to come to St. Louis. I couldn't believe it, you know, from Springfield to Rochester to... and to the St. Louis Cardinals. And so that was a big jump in baseball from 1 year. Any baseball person will tell you that coming from Class C to Triple A and to the majors in 1 year.
How old were you, Stan?
I was 20. I was 20 at that time. And so it was a great jump. And of course, I came to St. Louis at 41. And I came and stayed. Yeah, we love St. Louis. We have great fans. St. Louis has great teams through the years, and it's a great area. And of course, we enjoyed being with the Cardinals all those years. We have great organization through the years, and we have the president of the Cardinals, Bill DeWitt, here. Why don't Bill say a word or two? Come on, Bill.
Well, as everybody knows, the Cardinals have a wonderful history and tradition with 15 pennants and 9 world championships, but the reason they do is because of the man right here to the right, Stan the Man. He's the finest player ever to play for the Cardinals, as we all know, but not only that, he's one of the finest players ever to play the game of baseball, a premium Hall of Famers. Anybody in the Hall of Fame is a premium player, but even among Hall of Famers, he's a premium Hall of Famer. So it's a great thrill for me to be here today and represent the Cardinals. I've known Stan since I was a little kid growing up in St. Louis. My father was in the baseball business. He was with the Cardinals for a while and then over at the Browns. But even though there's a little rivalry there, they always got along well, the Browns and the Cardinals. And it's just great to see Stan here today and get this wonderful honor.
Thank you, Bill. Does anyone have any questions of Stan that you'd like to visit with him about,
Stan? We were thrilled for you being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame or being inducted.
That was one of my big thrill was this, that when I came up my first year, the Cardinals, we had a great club in 1942. I was a rookie. We had a young veteran club. We had good pitching, defense, a good manager in Billy Southworth. But we had one other thing that makes teams great. We had a spirit among us. We played together. We went out together. We admired each other. We loved to be together. And of course, we won a pennant in a tough race that year. And we beat the Yankees in the World Series. To me, that was one of the big thrills as a rookie getting into the World Series. In baseball, the paramount issue is trying to get it to the World Series, win the pennant. So that was my first thrill, was the World Series. And another thing about that World Series was I got more money out of the World Series than I get than I got during their whole season. So, and the other thing was this: I enjoyed getting 3,000 hits. 3,000 hits was sort of a magical number in baseball. There were only seven ball players that got 3,000 hits, and Bob Ragar, our sports writer who traveled with us for about 25 years, he'd always remind me when I got 1,000, when I got 2,000, 2,500, he says, Dan, now you can make 3,000. So he kept me abreast, you know. So finally, in 1958, in Chicago, I wasn't going to play in Chicago because we were playing in St. Louis the next day, and Fred Hutchison, our manager, wanted me to get the hit in St. Louis. But the occasion arose in the game in Chicago, and the other thing was this. I had a lot of friends up in Chicago, and my wife and the girls all went shopping. And my wife told the girls, now she said, girls, we better go back to the ballpark, because that's what we came up here to see, you know. And sure enough, about the seventh inning, Fred Hutchison put me in to pinch hit. And I fouled off a couple of balls, and finally, I hit a double down the left field line for 3,000 hits. So that was a big thrill, getting 3,000 hits. I enjoyed that. Oh, today is a great honor to be honored by my people from St. Louis and Missouri, and being here at the state capitol, and being with all the other Hall of Famers who are here. Now, I know of the 22, Mr. Speaker, of the 22 who are in the hall, I know five of them. I met five of them. Thomas Benton Hart, I've been with him several times. I was with President Truman. I have a lot of pictures taken with President Truman. Ewing Kaufman, the baseball man from Kansas City, he and I were friends in our baseball days. And Walter Cronkite. I know Walter. I was with Walter and James Mitchell. They were good friends, and we got together. I knew Walter Cronkite. Now, the fifth one was Walt Disney. When the Cardinals and the baseball moved to the West Coast, a fellow from St. Louis was running Walt Disney's Productions, and every time we would go out there, we would have lunch with Walt Disney several times. So I got to know Walt. He's in the Hall of Fame. So I feel very fortunate to be able to say that of the 22, I enjoyed being knowing all these great folks. Really.
What did you think of Missouri when you showed up in
Springfield? Well. Well, you know, Springfield was a little town in those days. I remember the square, just the square down there. And I was there 2 months, and half the time we were on the road, so I didn't get too much acquainted with Springfield as such. But now it's a booming area, booming town, you know. And yeah.
Can you tell them how you got acquainted with the right field wall of Springfield in 21 and Cardinals?
Well, you know, Springfield had a short right field. And I was going for a line drive one day, and I went up to catch the ball, and I hit the fence with my chest. And boy, I was knocked out there for a while, you know, and felt, but I wasn't seriously hurt, but I remember that. How'd you remember that?
I wrote a book about it.
Oh, did you?
Somebody brought me over there and said, here's where Stan
Musial
etched his name in road tire on top of the Cardinals dugout.
Is that right? Yeah.
But that boy's pretty famous now. But you had Joe Graziola down there.
Yeah, Joe Graziola was down in Springfield. Joe was underage. He was 16 years old, and the Cardinals sent him down to catch batting practice. And on top of that, he washed our socks. Well, you know, it's a great honor to be honored in this way. I want this statue and bust to be a symbol of the word I'm looking for, a symbol and an inspiration to young people when they see my statue, see my bust, that they come along and they can have the opportunity as same as I did. Sports gives us a wonderful opportunity to have a great way of life. Sports is a way of life in the United States, in our country, and I was glad to be able to become a big league ball player because it was a dream. And when you reach the big leagues and get paid for something you love to do, that's a hard combination to beat. Yeah, it was Eddie Stanky was their manager. It was back in the 50s, and here's what happened. The last day of the season, we were playing the Chicago Cubs, and a fellow was, I was about 5 or 6 points ahead of him in the batting race, and this was the last day. And the Cardinals thought that if I would pitch to him, why, they'd draw a bigger crowd the last day. So they announced that I was going to pitch to Baumholtz, and Frankie Baumholtz was his name, from the Cubs. And sure enough, I went out to the pitch, and here's what Stanky told me before I went out to the mound. He said, "Now, if you walk, Baumholtz, it's going to cost you $25. So I first pitch, I threw one right down the middle, you know, let him hit it, and he hit a hard ball at third base, and they give the third baseman an error, but as Bill mentioned, Bill, I knew his dad very well through the years, and of course we played the Browns in the 44 series, and we got to know the Browns players and his dad. He was a great baseball man, did a lot for baseball, a lot for St. Louis. And, of course, we're happy to have Bill back in baseball, back here in St. Louis. He's a great, great, great honor. And he looks at our new owners that we have. They look out for our fans. They try to treat them right, and do the best they can for the fans. And of course, we're going to draw about $3 million this year, Bill. Close to $3 million or better. So this is a great St. Louis and this area is great, great baseball fans. Now, we old-timers as such, we took care of the fans in our days. We used to go to the hot stove leagues, winners' banquets, sign autographs. I know that after, on the weekends, when children came from out of town and they would want our autographs, I used to sit in my car and sign an hour or two till every one of the youngsters got an autograph. That's one thing we old-timers did. We wanted to take care of the fans. They're a great part of our game, and without them, why? So we did that. Well, it's changed for the better. Well, you know, we have baseball is a faster pace these days. You know, years ago, We'd take long road trips. We'd be on the road for 3 weeks. We'd go out east, and we would have a lot of time talking in club cars, you know, talking and visiting and in baseball. Nowadays, the clubs come to town one day. Next day, they play the game. The third day, they play it, but they're gone. So it's a faster pace, and everything is the other thing is this. When we traveled in baseball in those days, we had one rider. We had one sport photographer. We didn't have all the media that they have now. So that's a big change. And the photographers used to be at third base, you know, on the field, and would get their pictures in that manner. So one thing about our riders and our press guys, St. Louis riders, they taught our fans about baseball. That's why we had such good fans. We never had riders who said anything negative. Everything was positive. They taught our fans about baseball, about sports. That's why St. Louis, our area, they listened to Harry Carey and Jack Buck, and they always were promoting our game, and so they played a big role. And you photographers, you guys, I must have maybe 2,000 pictures that you guys sent me. That was good because, you know, they took so many pictures here and there, and sometimes you wouldn't forget about them. Pretty soon I would get a photograph. So I had a lot of memories with my photographs, and you guys were terrific. Well, I think society as a whole has changed somewhat, and it's pretty hard to comprehend. Our sports have gotten so big and massive and in numbers, and so it's hard to explain, really, for me. Well, every city has a new stadium, so Cardinals should have a new stadium. That's a great field, and it's been there a lot of years. But the economics of baseball is such that all the cities are getting bigger and better ballparks, and I think St. Louis fits in there.
Anything else? John, thank you very, very much for coming, and we'll see you downstairs in a little while.
Good. Thank you.